Okay, now, the part that you sometimes eat and stuff sausages in is called what? Not with reference to chickens now, we're moving on to another category. All right, the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausages in is called what? And you know, I'm sure you know that because you've eaten them at one time. We usually fix them during the winter, and they come from the hog.
You stuff
sausages. The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes you stuff sausages in them. Okay, we'll move on. That's the chitterlings.
You put it in sausage, then chitterlings.
Well, that's the intestine, so you know that thin part that you could, that outer skin, you could clean everything else out and then stuff the other part down in there to make your sausage. So I heard, so that's true.
That's me too.
Okay, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say that it's what time?
Feeding time. Okay.
All right, to get your cows from the pastures, pasture, what would you say to them? I mean, what would, if you had to go out there to get them, what term would you use to get your cows in?
I'm afraid I don't know that one.
Okay. Do you know about calling a calf?
No, what do you do?
Okay, we'll move on. Okay, what do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
All right. Is that when he is already moving or when he's standing still or you just starting?
You just started.
All right. What would you say to stop him?
Ooh.
All right. What do people say when backing into a buggy?
Back up.
Okay. All right. What do you call hogs to feed them? How do you call hogs to feed them?
I don't know how to call them.
All right. There is a term, a number of terms they use, but of course, if you don't know, we won't worry about
them. Oh, what is it? Right here, that's, what is that? Suey? What do you call
right,
something?
Right.
What do you call it? Suey, suey.
Mm-hmm. How do you call your sheep to get them from the pasture? Okay. What do you call, how do you call your chickens when you're feeding them? Have you ever heard any term that was used to call chickens to get them to eat?
Yeah, what is it? Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what to the horse?
Hitch up.
Okay, now we move to another thing. When you are driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Suppose you are riding a horse, what do you guide him with? Aren't you riding a horse? What do you guide him with?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, those two straps up there, but what they call them?
Well, you just use them.
It's the same thing, the reins.
All right, what do you put your feet onto when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called what?
If you got two horses.
Yeah, the horse on the left is called what?
The left-hand horse. Gotta be kidding.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over, blank over.
Just a little further over?
If you have been traveling and had not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank to go before night.
A long way to go before night.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anytime.
Or you can find it any place, you say you can find it just about what?
Just about all the time. Sorry.
With reference to a place.
Oh, you can find it in that place all the time.